What's up, everybody? Welcome to the 100th episode of Declarations of War. I'm your host, Alexev Card, here with my faithful co-host, Ninja Turtle.
Hello, everybody.
And we are doing something a little different. This time we are recording Declarations of War live mid-Rome. As you can see, I've got my Hecate, whatever we're calling it. We've got Turtle here and a Confessor. And we are going to roam the fine areas of Kaldari Losek and possibly a little bit of 00 in search of good fights while we bring to you the latest news on EVE Online. We've got Turtle rocking the Vagina Destroyer. I am in a more tastefully named the new Declarations of War Century. And we are out here in Kanaka, about to roll out. So Turtle, this is like his area. Turtle lives in Kanaka, so he's going to guide us. Turtle, where are we headed first?
We're going to bounce around through the Faction Warfare Zone up north in Blackrise. It's typically pretty active at the small gang level. A lot of people run in like novices and smalls. Obviously, we won't be able to get into the novices, but I figure we could probably bounce around there for a little bit and find a fight. And then after that, I don't know, maybe dive into Cloud Ring or Placid, somewhere like that. Do you want to talk about how we got our shit fit?
Sure. Turtle, why don't you link your... did you link your fit with that? Yeah, you did. All right, so here I'm going to open up Turtle's Confessor here, as you can see. And if you're listening to this on the podcast, there's a video component. Go to declarationsofwar.com, check out the video. But as you can see, he's got a 4 dual light beam laser fit with a small NOS. He's packing an expanded probe launcher, micro warp drive fit with a long point and a tracking computer. In the lows, he's got a 400mm plate, an ancillary wrapper, and resistance buffs. For myself, I've gone with a slightly different approach. I have a 5 railgun fit with a probe launcher, micro warp drive, long point web cap booster. I went with a traditional armor repair. I had a Corelli C-type lying around. And I have a resistance buff as well, but I've also packed a magnetic field stabilizer to give myself just that much more punch. And I'm putting out almost 300 damage a second without overheat.
The rails are a good call. You have Kate has some good bonuses for that, especially the optimal range in sharpshooter mode.
Yeah, so if I go into sharpshooter mode here, it looks like my rails with antimatter, 15 km optimal. That is outstanding.
For smalls,
if I swap
yeah.
over to spike, it's going to be pretty terrifying, that range.
And that's basically how my fit is set up. It's meant to stay out 15 to 20 km out and just kite around.
That's 54 optimal with the spike. Now, javelin is a much lower ranged ammo type, but it also has pretty good damage. The Javelin optimal is 7.5, but it does even more damage than the Kaldari Navy antimatter, and it has a tracking bonus. So, my max damage overheated is... goddamn, 350. Whoo! And I'm repping just sick amounts of damage. So, tank and spank, and we got Turtle with the kite action, and let's see how it goes. But Turtle, why don't you link our first destination? We've also got some shout-outs for you guys. I've had a number of veteran players leave Noir over the past couple days, which sucks. But I do want to give them shout-outs. You will, of course, recognize Feyrall from our last episode. He's decided to see what's going on in other places. Hopefully he'll be back on the show, though, at some point soon. We've also had Takali move on. He went with Infinite Mischief, who themselves have left Trust Alliance. Talk about that later. And Gerga, who was AFK for a long time, came back and decided he wanted to come back to EVE to do something a little different. I think he's headed toward PL area, or Waffles. He may actually be going to hang out with Turtle.
There is a possibility of that, yeah.
So, yeah. You know, people are going familiar places. They're not going to see the last of them. I imagine at least half those dudes will come back before long.
I will say that I had absolutely no part in it, and it was...
I wasn't. I didn't say that you did.
Surprise to me, but No, it's cool, I guess. You know, networking, right?
Well, I mean, most of our people that leave either go to Black Legion, Pandemic Legion, or, you know, one of those type of places. It's just the way it goes. Our members want nothing but the best.
So basically what we want to do now is just start looking through faction warfare plexes.
Alright, I'm hitting the small that we've got here in Ray Baca.
I guess I don't really have any shoutouts. I didn't think about it.
No shoutouts for the 100th episode? Harsh. Yeah, it looks like we got a comet in here. I'm going in.
I'm right behind you. I guess, I mean, you could give the, like, obligatory shout-out to...
He's gone.
All the listeners and shit, but... Which is cool. I'm gonna go hear Elijah.
Definitely cool.
Yeah, thanks everybody for listening. I mean, it means a lot. A lot of work goes into it. A lot of... time and effort, so...
Where are you headed?
Irulaja.
Alright, I'm following you. So if you guys haven't flown the T3 Destroyer, the Tactical Destroyer, you'll notice right near my modules here, we've got three new buttons. So this is how you switch between modes.
It's a curve on the game. Zero.
Oh. Fight a curve. What's up, baby?
So this is Block. This is one of the Faction Warfare groups down here.
Looks like he's off the gate.
Yeah, he's aggressed me. Might have dudes on the other side, but we'll find out.
I got him pointed. He's got a very long web.
He looks like he had somebody come in. Auger started.
Yeah, we got dudes. I'm aligning out.
Me too.
Warping out. Dude's getting too close.
Alright, worth a shot. I figured they probably had some dudes on the other side, but if he was going to pull off the gate like that, might as well take it.
Yep. Are you clear?
Yeah, I'm out.
Groovy.
So, we can warp, let's warp back to Kanaka.
Okay.
And we'll just go Marto that way, this is a long way around. So next Desto is gonna be...
Sarenemi. We're headed through Kanaka first, though?
Yeah, just head Kanaka, then jump Marto.
Okay. I guess the first piece of big EVE news, we're going to talk about like one big topic per section, more or less. But the big EVE news is the FozzySoft patch went live. And oh boy, it has really kicked things off. Are we going to hit the small in Kanaka?
Nah, it's probably not worth it. You can try, though, I guess.
Comet.
All right.
I'm gonna try for it.
I'll saunter in behind you, see maybe if he'll take you.
Come on, baby. So you guys notice I'm in my navigation mode up until I activate the warp, and then I'm going to switch over to my sharpshooter so I lock faster.
Yeah, it's definitely another level of thing to think about, of having to be in the right mode, because the bonuses are a big part. Like, the defensive mode is a big part of my tank, and the propulsion mode is a big part of my speed because I have a plate.
He's gone. Head it over to Marto. It's So things have definitely kicked off. We've got wars all over the place. We've got wars in Gemnate. We've got wars in the south. We've got wars in, like, Fountain. We've got wars in Delve. Pretty sure there's wars just about everywhere. As you guys know, we've done the new Sov system on Duality. Tons of fun. Would absolutely do it again. It's just more interesting than it was before. In so many ways. Okay, we got 18 in Mardo.
Yeah, it's friendliest to me.
Okay.
Let's just go through to Kajari.
Going.
It's Pandemic Horde. I mean, you could probably get some free kills out of this.
Well, that depends where they're at. But, yeah, so it looks like the intended result is happening in Fazisav. I don't know what the PCU count is, but I'm going to guess it's much higher than before. Turtle, do you have you been tracking that, like, number of players logged in or people that have come back for this specific patch? And maybe anyone anecdotally in Waffles?
No, I don't think this is a patch anybody came back. Anecdotally, I've heard people complain about...
Yeah, we got some stuff happening. 19 in Loco, lots of flashing. Kaldari's small, I'm hitting it.
They're coming in behind us. They're just landing on the Marteau Gate now. A couple Thrashers, Korm, another Confessor from what I see. I bounce.
So you should pull off then?
Well, I mean, they landed on the gate we just left, so... Just be aware that we're probably going to get blobbed.
There's nothing in the small. Going to move to Villasin. I feel like Gurga came back for the patch. I know activity-wise, we've had a couple people come back, or just generally be more active than they were before.
Anecdotally, I heard somebody complain about, like, having to do a couple hours worth of Entosis work, a few hours of Entosis work, and I don't know. I don't know how much of it is people just like to complain, or people actually don't like the system. But, I mean, that seems like a lot less time than other shit in the past, so...
That totally is.
Yeah.
I think you're gonna have people in really large alliances complain that everything's taking longer, and then everyone else is gonna be so thrilled that it's taking a lot less longer. Yeah, you can't throw a million people at one station and get it down in 5 minutes. But at the same time, if you only have 20 people, it takes the same amount of time, and it's much less time. As far as the patch itself, you know, everything seemed to go okay. There was like one minor hiccup, went down for a couple hours, but seemed to have fixed it right up. Certainly no boot.ini situation. I'm pretty pumped. We'll see. But we'll see. I think we're probably not going to know for like another month or so how the numbers are working out, but I predict some good things. Speaking of the wars out in 00, there was a big fight over Scalding Pass. Now, Scalding Pass is a region in the south, pretty much dead south, maybe a little bit southeast. It's sort of a weird place. It's kind of like a highway, intersects a lot of different regions. It itself is kind of like Pravi level bad. But it's sort of in between lots of places that are worth going to. As such, it's usually some kind of buffer region. But the new patch coming out, a lot of small alliances set their sights on it. And when I say a lot, I mean like half a dozen at least started scrapping over this territory. Trust got hired by one, 2-inch Terror. We got hired to Camp, another small alliance, and, you know, stop them from ratting as much as possible, and also help Tits with defensive... That's their nickname, Tits. Help 2-inch Terror with their defensive... their defensive timers. You know, make sure they could keep their space. So we got out there, started doing our thing. Did not do too bad. We took some unfortunate losses. One of which was apparently, I did not know this game mechanic. If you Entosis Link something with Seekers on grid, they will attack you as if you had shot the Seekers themselves. It's apparently a thing. I didn't know. I Entosis something. I died. Fuck. And no sooner did I get the replacement ship back out there and try to make my way over to help the employer with a defensive timer, but I got killed again. So the Entosis side of things was pretty bloody. A couple of the employer's defensive timers, which were successful. We helped them successfully defend each time. But it was at a pretty severe price to us in terms of damage. They would get blobbed a lot, get dropped by Gorgon Empire, and usually we'd be the ones taking the brunt of the damage there. So efficiency-wise, we didn't come out too great, something like 56%. But we did lower these guys' indexes. We did inconvenience them quite a bit. And we helped them secure their timers for each timer that we were aware of. Now, shortly after we left, the employer declined to renew. Shortly after we left, they wound up losing their space anyway. But I think proof of concept, you know, small alliances hiring mercs against other small alliances for sov conflicts, very encouraging sign for the future. And we definitely had a very visible impact on the war zone when we were out there, so feel pretty good about that. Wish the numbers had been a bit higher, but it's just kind of the contract that it was. It was short, it was ugly, it was a success as far as it went, but definitely a bit painful in the wallet, if you know what I'm saying. That's a Drake.
A Drake?
A Drake.
What's Drake jumped. I'm warping back to the gate now, but...
I don't think we can actually take a Drake, though.
Yeah, I don't either.
Unless he's flashy, which he wasn't.
Yeah.
So, a few announcements about Trust. Just before... Well, we'll go back to the SOV test. I had mentioned on that episode that one of our corps, UK Incorporated, or Unkindness Incorporated, a.k.a. UKINK, declined to come with us. Their activity had dropped off like a rock, pretty much from 1 month to the next. And they didn't come with us on that campaign, didn't come with us on our current contract. We've parted ways with that corp. Wishing them the best, but just weren't feeling the Merc lifestyle anymore, and their activity was not too great. So we both decided it'd be best to part ways. After they left, our Australian corp left shortly thereafter, because one corp left, why not the other one? I think they largely didn't want to move around too much. They were quite comfortable in Curse, and just wanted to stay in Camp Curse, which, understandable, they got a lot of good fights out of it. I will have some major news concerning Trust and Noir and all that good stuff on the next show. It should be a very interesting announcement. It'll definitely get a lot of people's attention. We've got a Sino in Intim Modern. Probably nothing, but I'm going to go check it out. And with that, guys, that's pretty much the show. Thank you for tuning into us. You know, if you've been listening... Even for just the past couple episodes, thank you so much for being a part of it. I never imagined we would get to 100 episodes. It's pretty amazing, and I'm really proud, not just of the podcast and everything like that, but very proud of the listeners. Thank you for sticking with us. Thank you for making the show what it is. Really appreciate it.
They used BC to kill some zealots, and before long, they were all in drakes with dams. Now I'm being chased by some irate BS and raptors. Well, believe me, this has been one lousy camp. all the smack talkers are running wild. Someone tried to log on in a cave. All these blues are kinda eerie. Can we reset chaos theory? Or I don't think I'll be roaming back again. Oh no! Cannot approve of this expansion. Content getting disemboweled always makes me kinda sad. I'm Cassette Defenka, get a lawyer. Maybe you could use Astro. He's really not all bad. Online is frightening in the dark. All the forum trolls are running wild. Someone let the goons onto our vent. I'm afraid those guys will harm me, cause they're as drunk as Barney. Maybe I won't get scammed if I'm their friend. Oh no! Frightening in the dark. All the capture blobs are running wild. What a laggy fleet up this has been. Well, this sure ain't worth my flex. Think I'll steal the hangar next, cause I'll never